Welcome back to Hope College Football and the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show, where Rosemary Bannerman was honored with staff appreciation and Fred Johnson of Hope College was honored with faculty appreciation, and the homecoming queen was named here at halftime. Our congratulations to Marcy Rudens, named Hope College Queen for 2013 homecoming ceremonies. And the king of Hope College was Kayan Hashmirod. Kayan Hashmirod is the king. Marcy Rudens is the queen. And the halftime ceremonies are coming to a close for the 2013 homecoming celebration. Probably lots of activities throughout the afternoon and the evening. There's a doubleheader for soccer for you soccer fans. The women are playing right now. Hope leads Calvin 1-0 at halftime. Sarah Fazio scored the goal for Hope College. This evening, the men will be playing soccer. I think that one gets underway at about 7 o'clock. Well, Hope defense is going to be on the field to start. The Bulldogs won the coin toss and deferred. Hope had the ball first in this football game, and Adrian Bulldogs are going to get the ball when play resumes in just a few minutes. It was just tough going for the Hope College Flying Dutchman, who trailed this one 10-0 at halftime. Sean Jackson looked good. He broke loose one long gainer of about 40 yards. He ended up the half with 9 carries and 70 yards. But other than that, the running game just didn't get on track. Hope had one drive that ended in a failed field goal attempt. The offense is being confronted with the best defense in the MIAA. This is a ball club that has allowed the fewest points scored in the MIAA. Adrian has just 34 points scored against them in their first four ball games. Incidentally, Adrian and Hope both come into this ball game 3-1, having finished their non-conference portion of the season. Next week, I hope you join Ron and me as the Flying Dutchman travel to Olivet, a surprising Olivet team who started this season 4-0. They're the only team in the MIAA to finish the non-conference part of the season at 4-0. But before Hope gets ready for the Comets, they got to get ready for the second half of this contest, and they just have a big, big job ahead of them in order to figure something out. Number one on the first series, that first series of the second half is always important. We'll see if the defense can stiffen, force a punt, and then if offensively the coaching staff has found something that can loosen up this Bulldog defense and allow Hope's offense to get on track.
I think that the Adrian Bulldogs showed us a little bit what they're going to be doing in the second half. I look for them to come out just like IWU did with the philosophy. You know, if we don't allow Hope to score any points, we're going to win this ball game. And I think they're going to be content to just take their big backs and run them and run them and run them out there. Take up time just like they have in the first half. And keep the ball away from the Flying Dutchman as much as they possibly can.
That's exactly a defensive philosophy. We heard one of the Illinois Wesleyan players say that in the press box after that game last week, that their defensive coaches say, hey, you hold Hope scoreless. We've got the ball game won. We're ahead of them right now. But holding this very good Hope offense scoreless should be a tough job. Hope's got to find a passing attack. We keep saying that. Michael Atwell is a senior. He is experienced. He is patient. He's not going to be frustrated by what happened in that first half, completing just 2 passes. He'll start looking for that soft spot. He'll show patience, and it might be a big play, or it might be Hope chipping away from him, but the Flying Dutchman chipping away at it, but the Hope has to take what Adrian gives them and work their way back into this ball game.
Don't forget that if you want to see parts of this ball game out there, stop around Monday noon for lunch. The quarterback club meets every Monday during the conference season at the Moss Center. Fantastic lunch buffet for $9.75, door prizes, some video highlights. Now, Coach Krebs had, you know, looked like us out there trying to run the new videos that they have, and it wasn't totally successful on Monday. I'm sure he's going to have some practice in and work on it before this week. But come on out, and we had a nice crowd on Monday for the first of the quarterback clubs that we have during football season. Join us.
Coach, punter Dean DeVries has done a very nice job once again this week. He has really helped his team. DeVries called on to punt the ball away five times, total of 215 yards. He's averaging 43 yards per punt in this ball game, and that has helped keep his team in good field position throughout the first half. We're at Smith Stadium on the campus of Hope College. Second half just about ready to get underway. Hope College trailing the Adrian Bulldogs 10-0. Hope was shut out by the Bulldogs last year. Adrian has won four of the last five contests played by these two teams.
Now, Jerry, you talk about DeVries out there. You're already giving me ideas. Right now, if I had to pick the player of the game, it would be DeVries.
And the player of the game, Ron will announce after the ball game. Brought to you by La Persona Salon and Spa. I always have to mention the fine people at La Persona who bring the player of the game. I'm hoping the player of the game might be a Hope College receiver who catches about eight Michael Otwell passes for 130 yards and two touchdowns in the second half.
Now the rain has stayed away, so the Flying Dutchman passing attack not hurt by showers or anything, as the weather has been overcast all afternoon, but no rain so far here at the Ray Smith and Sue Smith Stadium.
No rain and virtually no wind. Very high humidity. The air conditioning is on in the press box. It's warmer outside, and there's a lot of humidity on the field. These players are going to be tired for other homecoming festivities throughout the day.
Thomas and Ponder back deep for the Bulldogs. This second half kickoff is presented by Hank's Auto Service on Benoman Drive for the best automotive service. Mick approaches the football. It's a high, booming kick that's going to drive Ponder back into the end zone. He's going to bring it out up to the 5, the 10, makes a 15, and he's hit, driven back, and they're going to spot it right on the 15-yard line. So the Bulldogs will start from their own 15-yard line in this second half. So good job by Mick putting the Bulldogs back in their own territory on the 15. Flying Dutchman defense on the field, ready to go. As the Bulldogs take their time over to the sidelines. It is going to be Brown getting that start at the tailback position.
Aaron Tenney remains in the game at quarterback for the Bulldogs.
So Tenney hands it off to Brown, straight up, has an opening off the left tackle and gets up to the 20-yard line.
Damon Brown carries the football.
Pickup of about 4 on the first down. And getting up from the bottom of the pile. There's Linda Mulder.
Linda Mulder in on the tackle.
29 rushing attempts for Adrian in that first half. 9 passes.
And it's a pickup of 5. It'll be second down and 5 for the Dogs.
This Bulldog team just keeps running it right up the gut.
As they set in the pistol. Again, the handoff to Brown. This time he fights his way and he gets back to the 20. And right about at the line of scrimmage, he's going to be dropped by the Flying Dutchman, and again, Linda Mulder there helping on the stop along with Greg Bird, the defensive end.
Coach Deere and the Bulldogs are going to want to have ball control offense. Grind it out, keep it on the ground.
They're taking their time, walking over, taking a look at the sideline, getting the play. They run without a huddle, but they are not in a hurry with it like some of the teams that we have seen, and they just kind of walk around and take their time getting set up in their formation. Fake. Back to pass is Tenney. Fires the football. Oh, almost intercepted. Two guys were there fighting for it for the Flying Dutchman. It's Klaas as the linebacker was in front. And Fosima was behind. And they the intended receiver and got in each other's way for an interception.
Wow, that would have been a big turnover.
So it'll bring up a fourth down, and the Bulldogs will be forced to punt. Zervis back deep on the 35 for the Flying Dutchman. Plenty of time as they get set. Snap is good. The punt is a high, high kick. Fair catch is called for and caught, and that's Brown and not Zervis back deep for Hope College. And Brown fair catches it on the Hope College 34-yard line.
No turnovers in this contest. Hope fans thought the Flying Dutchman had one on a muffed punt early in the ball game. That would have given the Flying Dutchman the ball on the 4-yard line of Adrian, but the ball was ruled to be in possession of the Bulldogs. No turnovers in this contest so far.
High formation, fake to Jackson, back to passes at well. Nobody open again. He spins around, finally finds the man that goes downfield, and he is dumped as he releases the football.
And Michael's throwing hand is hurt. He's favoring it a little bit. That the patterns are broken off because it's taken so long to throw the ball. The receivers are coming back to Michael. He's scrambling. That time he threw off the wrong foot. The ball was 4 or 5 yards short, hit the turf.
Parcell got to the sideline and then went up the field, and Bryant was up the field, so the two receivers got close together. So lots of bad things happen. Atwell sprints out to the right, hands off on the draw to Jackson, and Jackson this time they're waiting for him as he gets to the line of scrimmage and maybe half a yard at best.
They're going to read the keys that tell you it's a draw a little better in this second half. That was one of the most successful offensive plays for the Flying Dutchman in the first half. That draw, a little screen pass worked for him, that kind of stuff that tries to pull in the defense. This very aggressive Adrian defense. Third and 9, ball on the 35 of Hope College.
Now they're going to a three-man defensive front with linebackers, and no linebackers come. They put pressure on the three people, and the linebacker and a flag goes down.
Face mask, I think.
I think it's going to be pass interference as he was right in Boddy's face trying to catch that football. So we'll have to wait and see.
He was Wallen Augustine playing real tough defense. Maybe
Bulldogs
too tough.
Walking backwards.
Well, it makes a big difference whether it's from the line of scrimmage or the point of the infraction. Pass interference, you are right. It's an automatic first down. The ball gets moved up to the 50-yard line. So Hope on this drive picks up a first down and has the ball at the midfield stripe.
First down, and they're back to a four-man front as Atwell goes back. Again, has trouble. Nobody open, and down he goes on the Hope College 45.
Don't do that. Michael flipped the ball. Did you see it at the last second?
He wanted to get rid of it. He tried to get it to Jackson out there. Say, hey, I don't want to get hit.
Well, yeah, he didn't only try. He did it. As Michael was going down, he flipped the ball. I think it was forward. I don't know. It might have been a lateral to Sean Jackson. Jackson came down right on the spot. He had no place to go. I like the fact that Hope tried to throw the ball on first down. There was just nothing doing. And it ended up being a 5-yard loss. Now the ball back on the 45-yard line, second 15.
So Adrian switches about five guys around. They go with a three-man defensive front instead of the forward. Oh, Atwell back to throw. Fires it out into the... It's over the head of the receiver. Crowell was out. Just a little down and out pattern. Incomplete. So it'll be third down and 15 for the Flying Dutchman. Not doing well on third down, the third down completion. But this is one of the big reasons why, is that most of the third down completions are big ones, like third down and 15, like they have now, as they made only 4 out of 10 in the first half.
T.J. Van Dyken from the sidelines singles this third down play into Atwell.
Crowell to the left. Atwell back to throw. Looks. Nobody open. So again, he has to run with it. Throws the ball back. And it is caught. It was caught by Brinard. And Atwell was dumped hard to the ground and gets up a little bit weary. The official right there.
But,
for the Bulldogs coming in was the linebacker that
DeVries signed the punt.
Time, who got a hold of Atwell and spun him around and dumped him.
Reinhardt's first reception of the ball game. He's had 25 this season for 340 yards.
So DeVries would be punting the ball away from his own 39. And it's a high, high punt, and they're going to fake the fair catch and let it hit. And it
couldn't
gets into the end zone, yeah. McGrill was there. He was standing on the goal line saying, where's the ball, where's the ball? And it kind of hit where he wasn't looking.
He was in perfect position, but the ball took a funny bounce, and he turned. It sounds like tough to lose the ball, but if you see it, it's very easy to happen. McGrill got down so quickly, and the ball bounced over his right shoulder, and he just couldn't see it. Adrian has the ball on their own 20-yard line, first and 10.
10 to nothing. Adrian with the lead. We're in third quarter action. 10:52 left in the third. Hand off to Robinson. Robinson slides to the outside, gets to the 20 and to about the 23 before he's brought down.
Come on, Robinson.
About a 3-yard pickup on the play.
Robinson looks like a tough tailback. That was his 10th carry. Just 21 yards, though.
Yes, he's a big man. He doesn't have the quickness and the speed of getting up to that line of scrimmage.
Brown has done the damage for the Bulldogs. He's picked up 77 yards on 18 carries.
Now, Robinson goes 230 and Brown goes 205. So it'll be second down and the handoff again to Robinson, and this time he's caught behind the line of scrimmage as the defense from the Flying Dutchman came across, and he doesn't juke anybody. He just tries to run people over and doesn't go very far when the defense plays him. As Bird came across, did his job very, very well, and the linebackers cleaned up. So it'll be third down and 13 for the Bulldogs as they break the huddle. Three wideouts on the right side. One on the left. Back in the gun is Tenney. Tenney fakes, looks, carries it himself, drives it right up the middle. That time Hope played good pass defense. There was no place to go. And Tim Kloss made the tackle for the Flying Dutchman as Tenney had to tuck the ball and play an Atwell and try to run with it. Got no place. In fact, he lost a yard. So it'll be fourth down and 14 for the Bulldogs, and they'll be punting out of their end zone. Brown was back deep last time for the Flying Dutchman, standing on the Hope College 40-yard line. Long count. Snap is good, and the punt is a high, high spiral. He's going to have to fair catch it. If he doesn't, he's going to get nailed. And he did as soon as that was service. He caught the ball, but boy, that was all he could do was catch the ball because he couldn't even move his feet. The man was right there that quick.
Even if there's not a fair catch call, don't you have to give 2 yards?
You got to give him room to catch the ball. Well, he caught
the ball, that was, I'll tell you what, that was awfully close.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Flying Dutchman on their own 45.
I guess you could argue it gave him room to catch it because he caught it.
One running back in the backfield, and that's Jackson. Fullback goes to the eye. The handoff is to Jackson off the right tackle and gets past one guy, breaks it out, and gets down to the 30, inside the 30 to the 29. And Jackson's beating on the turf because he could see green grass between him and that end zone. Oh, I thought he was stopped much, much earlier, but he managed to get away and pick up the first down for the Flying Dutchman at the 29.
Well, a 20-yard gain for Sean Jackson. Not his long of the game. He had a 36-yard carry in the first half.
He tries the right side this
time.
Yes, sir. And he's to the 29 in Bulldog territory. So the running game now with a couple of plays has picked up some yardage for the Flying Dutchman.
And Jubelin on the tackle.
So if they can establish the run here, then they can use the fakes of Atwell to give them more time to throw.
I'll credit Big Cal Livingway with a great block on the left side of that line that time, Spring and Jackson.
Offset eye, Brown's the fullback, and Atwell motions him here, you're in the wrong side, gets him across, and fakes to Jackson, rolls out to his left, looks, not open, and they got him behind the line of scrimmage, drops the football, and Hope College, I believe, got on it.
Oh, man.
There was three white shirts trying to take it away, but I think Hope College was able to get on that football. And it looks like it's
Parcell.
Brandon Parcell, the offensive tackle that got on it for Hope. So it'll be third down and 16 for Hope. Another third down situation where they have more than 10 yards to go for the first down. Atwell steps into the huddle. Sends Kroll ride to the right. Reinert's left, bodies in the slot. Beck. Atwell has the ball knocked away at the line of scrimmage. It was Clark that hit that one and knocked it away. So it'll bring up a fourth down for the Flying Dutchman. And in comes DeVries, trying to put the Bulldogs back, hopefully within their own 10-yard line.
This will be Dean's seventh punt of the ball game, averaging 44 yards per. He's just, the ball is on the 40-yard line, so he doesn't want to kick it 44 yards. He wants to kick it 38 yards.
So he gets a kick, and it's a high, high kick, and they again. Yep. This one goes into the end zone as a defensive man stayed with McGrill that time all the way down the field. He did not let McGrill get away from him, stayed between him and the football, so McGrill was not going to get there and kind of flip it back if it didn't make the end zone.
No, that was a 40-yard punt. Punts measured from the line of scrimmage. Field goals measured from the point of the kick. That one was a 40-yarder, and the Bulldogs will start on their own 20 once again. 6:45, third quarter. Adrian 10, Hope 0.
So the Bulldogs bring them out. Tenney has Brown in the backfield, goes trips to the right side, and throws a quick little swing pass out to the right side, and good defense that time. And it was DeCesar who was over there, read that one completely, and slid behind the screen out there and made the tackle immediately as the ball was caught. Pickup of only a yard on the play.
Well, Hope has not scored since the first quarter last week, Ron. We've gone.
DeCesar usually plays at a safety position about 12 to 13 yards deep, and that's how quick he got up across that line of scrimmage to make the tackle. Trips left. Tenney, again, same type of pass out to the flat, and it is caught this time up to the 29-yard line. DeCesar got there a little bit late that time. Tackle made by the Flying Dutchman as Beasley was there to make the stop for Hope.
Hope stopped that running game of Adrian pretty effectively the first two possessions of this second half, so they're going to the air on those short, safe ones.
So it'll be less than a yard for the first down as Brown is in the backfield. They go into their pistol formation, so they're not going with a quarterback sneak. The handoff is to Brown, and he hits the line of scrimmage, and he struggles, and I think he reached out and was able to get the first down.
They actually
stopped his feet from getting the first down, but he was able to.
They don't even measure. They just move the chains forward.
So it'll be a first down for the Bulldogs on the 30.
Oh, boy. They're going to call the chains in, and the chains have already been moved.
Now they're going to measure.
Oh, well, they can't. There's no way on earth you can measure that now. The chains already got moved forward. I don't know if an official indicated. I saw the chain gang move forward, and then the official looked over to the chains and indicated that they want them to come in. But once those points of the chains have, you've lost them, you can't establish that again. Well, so now what are we calling?
That's a good question.
The down box says first down. The chains are in the place where they were on the previous drive.
They haven't moved the chains yet.
The scoreboard says fourth down.
Now they're going to put fourth down up there.
That was about as confusing as 2 minutes as I've seen this season.
Quickly, the punt team comes on for Adrian. And the kick is away. So they had to hustle both teams to get their teams on it. And with the catch out there is Brown, and he is hit immediately on the 25.
Wow, was that confusing. I don't know why the officials didn't just take an official timeout there, reset the chains. All of a sudden they wanted to hurry up the situation. The chains had moved forward. We thought, you know, they called it a first down, that they had a better sight of it than we did. But then it was a fourth down, and Adrian, having thought they got the first down, had to get the punt team in very quickly, which they did. They punted the ball away. It belongs to Hope College. First and 10, ball on the 24.
Quick pick to Jackson on the right side. He turns the corner and gets the ball across the 30, up to about the 33-yard line. Pickup of about 8 on the play on the quick pitch by Jackson around the outside.
13th carry for Sean. He goes over 100 yards once again with that one.
Adrian with a 10-0 lead, so with 4:32 left in this third quarter, Hope's got to get a drive going here. We got to get some points on the board. I formation, under center is Atwell. Atwell hands it off to Jackson, off the tackle, makes his move, gets to the outside, to the 50, along the sideline. He's going to be cut off. Maybe he's going to get a block from Reinert, and he's going to go all the way into the end zone. Touchdown, Flying Dutchman. No flags. Jackson weaved his way. Breinert hustled up the field and got the last guy out of the way for Jackson to score.
72 yards. Sean Jackson scores for Hope College. I was just saying it's been all the way back to the first quarter of last week since Hope College scored. Sean Jackson took care of that, scoring with 4:04 on the clock, third quarter. Hope cuts into that lead, trailing 10-6, with Evan Finch looking at a PAT.
Kick is up when the kick is good.
Which is good. Hope trails by just 3, 10-7, 4:04. Sean Jackson races 67 yards on first down. And man, oh man, what a great job. Big hole off the left tackle. He went to the sideline, cut back. There were two potential defenders from Adrian, but Jackson used a blocker that was downfield very ably and scampered into the end zone. It was 67 yards long. He probably ran about 90 yards on that play. And Sean Jackson, Brick, puts Hope College right back into this ball game.
Now, Reinert got across from that block out there. He came from the opposite side across the field to pick up Jackson as he was trying to go in.
Two plays, 76 yards, 49 seconds. Touchdown, Hope. Now this homecoming crowd's fired up. We haven't heard that all day. They're rocking and rolling.
Aaron Mick's kick is short. It's going to come down on the 5. Ponder takes it there. Gets back up to the 10, the 15. He's up
big
to
hit.
The 20-yard
big
line.
Hit.
46 for the Flying Dutchman, and 46 is Seth Myers. Young gentleman, out of sophomore out of Cadillac, making the stick for the Flying Dutchman.
He told me during a break run, you want to see the Hope team fire up, and they just did. That touchdown really got the crowd into this ball game, and defensively Hope had a big hit after that Sean Jackson 67-yard touchdown. Now let's see if Hope can keep it up, get in the zone.
So it's a pistol for the Bulldogs. They lead 10-7 now over the Flying Dutchman. The first and 10 on their own 20. Hand off to Robinson. Robinson tries the right tackle. Not much there. About 2 yards is all he gets. Lindemalder is one, along with the defensive end. And that's Gurney, or Gerger, that was in on the tackle. So we'll give him 2. It'll be second down and 8 on the far side. Denny back in the pistol. Two wideouts on the right side for the Bulldogs. That's their power run formation. He fakes, looks, goes back and throws the bomb. This is the one they scored on. And Druger stays with Hartline, and this one's incomplete.
That was not Sean Jackson's long touchdown run of his career. He had a 96-yarder back in 2010.
No, they tried the same pass they scored on that time, and Druger stayed with them. So it'll bring up a third down and eight for the Bulldogs in their own territory on the 24. Again, another passing situation for Adrian. We'll see if they throw or if they're going to run this one. They have a running formation. Back to pass is Tenney. Can't find anybody open, and he's dropped for a loss. As the Flying Dutchman, we're right there, 94 getting up. Who's the guy in the bottom? Again, Gerger gets up on the bottom out there for the Flying Dutchman. And on the top, first guy off the pile with Beasley. So it'll be fourth down as the Bulldogs were stopped. Less than 2 minute offense that time.
After the offensive big play, a 67-yard touchdown run, defense holds Adrian to three and a punt.
And the spiral comes to service. He's going to catch it and run with it. Gets between two men.
Oh.
Almost popped that one as he got to about the 46-yard line. He had men on either side of it, took the catch, and just kind of popped it up for about 6 yards.
Well, the offense should feel comfortable starting here. They're right in the same neighborhood as they were when Sean Jackson sprung that 67-yard touchdown run. Now the ball's on the 47-yard line. Sean wouldn't have to run quite as far if he breaks this one.
I formation, fake to
perfect.
Jackson, rolling out is Atwell, looks down the field, can't find anybody. Finally throws the ball into the grass as he is thrown down at the 39-yard line. Again, nobody open on the far side.
Nobody open. Yep. Love the call, though. On first and 10, after Jackson springs that big one, don't go to the tailback. Play action, and Atwell rolls out to the right. There was just nobody open. That secondary is outstanding for the Adrian Bulldogs.
So it'll be second down and 10 for the Flying Dutchman. They put their slot to the left side. It's out wide. Atwell back to throw. Draw play to Jackson, and Jackson goes right up the middle, gets to the 50, to the 49 in Bulldog territory. A pickup of about five, and the Bulldogs say, hey, they refumbled the ball, and we got it. But the official says, no, he was down. Nobody's getting excited except for the Adrian ball players, and Jackson gets up very, very slowly.
And he's coming to the sideline, yep. Limping.
Zach Boersma comes in for Jackson as Jackson limps off to the near sideline.
Third and six.
He has been a very durable runner for as much as he carries the ball.
High formation as Atwell goes straight back to throw.
Yes.
And again, fakes, can't find anybody open. Signals a man to go deep, and he throws the ball deep, and the only man that went deep was the defender who intercepts the pass as the ball flag goes down.
Flag in the field.
Pass was intercepted.
And Atwell gets up very slowly after that play. He went down hard.
Rubbed on the interception.
Ball was third and six on the 48-yard line of Hope College. Michael Atwell threw an interception. Flag on the play. It's going to be a holding call on Adrian after the interception on the run back. So they will mark the penalty from... they're going to mark the penalty from the 25-yard line. It'll bring it back to inside the Hope 15, right on the 14-yard line where Adrian will have the football. So if that would have been a third down incompletion, Ron, Hope College would have, in all likelihood, punted the ball.
Check who's sitting on the bench with the trainers checking them out. Mr. Atwell. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. They give the ball to Brown, and he's off the left side and makes a yard or two. Gerger there as the first guy to take out the offensive blockers, and then the linebacker swarmed in. Bird was there as well.
Yeah, Michael Atwell was sitting on the bench. He put a rag over his head for a few seconds, a wet, cool one, I imagine. Now he's standing up.
So it'll be second down and 9 for the Bulldogs. The ball resting on the 15-yard line in their territory. Tenney back in the pistol. Hands it off to Brown. He's over the right tackle. Gets up to the 20 before Santino makes the stop.
The seizure in on the tackle. Ball is at the 20.
41 seconds left in this quarter. Hope trailing 10-7. Sean Jackson put Hope right back into this game with a 67-yard touchdown run a few minutes ago.
Big third down play for the Flying Dutchman. It'll be 3rd and 4 for the Dogs. Tenney walks up to the line of scrimmage, changes the play as he looks to the sidelines, gets it signaled in. Back to pass, takes a look, fakes. Nobody open, he's going to run with it, and he slides, and it's going to be close. His feet and so forth were ahead of the yard marker, but the ball was not.
Yeah, that's not where you mark it on that quarterback slide. Boy, had he... Well, they called that first down again. They're moving those chains. They're not even taking a look. That's just what happened a few minutes ago when they moved the chains before it was a first down. And then the officials called it fourth down. Well, that's the end of the third quarter here at Smith Stadium. And Hope College goes into the fourth quarter trailing the Adrian Bulldogs 10-7. We'll be back with the fourth quarter of play. You're listening to Hope College Football 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com.
So the Bulldogs will have the football as we get the fourth quarter underway.
Hope College 156 yards on the ground, just 24 yards through the air.
Brown is the lone running back. Kenny is under center for the Bulldogs and hands it off to Brown over the right side. Gets an opening, breaks it out, and he's working one-on-one down the field. Santino is able to force him out on the Hope College 35. Santino did a little shadow boxing on the way down the field as he was the last defender, and he was able to force him to the outside and push him out of bounds.
Now there's a big 40-yard gainer for Brown and the Bulldogs.
43.
Brings the ball all the way down to the Hope 32-yard line. Make that a 43-yard gain on first down.
So it'll be 1st and 10 for the Bulldogs on the Hope 32-yard line. Tenney is under center again. Lone running back is Brown. Quick stand-up, little pass out to the left flat. Flag goes down. Ball carrier goes down on the 25 as Hope College surrounded the man. Klaus making the stop for the Flying Dutchman, but flag went down in the Adrian backfield. And it looks like the penalty is going to go against Adrian. Personal foul was the indication.
Kalamazoo beat Trine today, Ron. 38-31.
Ooh, that's...
That's a surprise.
That's a surprise, yeah. That's got to be what I would call an upset. Hands in the face, says the official, as you could probably hear from the referee's mic.
Kalamazoo moves to 3-2. It's Trine's second loss against three wins.
How about the Comets?
I haven't heard about Olivet yet. We'll check. I'm sure Alan Babbitt will have that information to us as soon as he gets it.
Two wideouts left, one right, as Tenney goes in the gun with a first and about 25. As time throws it over the middle, Heartland has it on the 35-yard line. Santino with a stop for the Flying Dutchman. No, that's the Snyder.
Ball marked at the 34.
That was right the first time.
You were right the first time.
Yep. One is 15, the other is 25.
And Santino does a lot more of those shoestring tackles. He dives and wraps up the ankles.
So it'll be 2nd and 12 after that pickup by the Bulldogs. Back in the gun is Tenney. Looks around, nobody open, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard or so, to the original line of scrimmage where he's brought down. For the Flying Dutchman, that was Witek with the stop.
3rd and 11.
Santino DeCesar wants to be a athletic director Hope has custom-made a major for him. They work with individual students so well on the programs they want to pursue. He's going to be an athletic director.
It'll be third down and 12 for the Bulldogs. Tenney is back in the gun. Two wideouts right, one left. Has plenty of time. Lux fires over the middle, and is it caught or is it trapped? Incomplete, says the official from the side. The one
all the Hope coaches right next to us in the coaching box say that was a trap too.
But he's the man that came in and called it. The guy in the middle out there didn't want to make the call. So it's going to bring up a fourth down for the Bulldogs. And they're not going to punt it. They're going to rely. No, they are going to punt it.
Line judge Rob Rodenhouse that made that call. That was advantageous for Hope College. Boy, they're going to have to pooch this one. Line of scrimmage at the 34-yard line.
As the official picks up a
Scalati on the punt, Brown deep to receive.
Towel that one of the Bulldogs was wearing out there and puts it in his pocket. So back to punt. High punt, and it's a good one. It's going to be well placed, and it's not but on the 11-yard line where Brown makes a fair catch. So Hope will be starting from their own 11, trailing 10-7. We're in fourth and final quarter of action, 12:42 on that clock.
Hope College just 24 yards through the air, 156 yards on the ground. 12:42 left in this first MIAA game of the season for both Adrian and Hope College. Hope leading by, or excuse me, trailing by 3 points, 10-7.
Jackson back in the ball game for the Flying Dutchman. The little counter play to Jackson. Makes a move on the right side, gets away from one man, one second one, and he's brought down on about the 19-yard line. That's not going to be enough for a first down. But
Hope training staff fixed whatever was ailing Sean Jackson as he limped off the last series of downs for Hope College, but he was running just fine on that play, picking up 8 big yards.
Wonder if they use the old-fashioned technique, spit on it and rub it, you're okay, son. Second down and 2. It's the handoff goes to Jackson, and on the counter play, he gets the first down and a yard or so more.
Michael Atwell was shaken up the last series as well. He came off and needed a little attention, but he's looking fine. He's on the field again.
So it's a first down for the Flying Dutchman up on their own 23-yard line. They break the huddle. Atwell goes under center with an offset eye to the right. Brown is the fullback. Atwell gives it to Jackson on the off tackle. He bounces it wide but can't get the bounce this time. And standing right there was King.
Jackson,
and
King
spins him around as Jackson picks up 2 yards on the play. So it'll be second down and 8 as Jake Helm comes in, replacing
25.
Brown, and Helms will go to one of the receiver slots, the slot back. Flying Dutchman split out. Reinert's on the right, body's on the left. Helm goes in motion across formation. Sprinting out to his left, handing off on the draw play to Jackson. And again, this was played very well by the Bulldogs as Bridgman, the linebacker, stayed home and tackled Jackson for no gain. And Jackson's hurting a little bit as he comes off the field, as you can see. He's not 100%. He's holding the spot, then he holds that one. He's wondering, well, which place hurts worse?
Jackson and Atwell's timing was off just a bit on that one. And the Adrian defense timing was not off.
Third and 8 for the Flying Dutchman as Adrian fakes a blitz. We'll see if they come. Four-man front. They do not come. They drop back, and the pass is up to Briner. Good defensive play on the far side of the field for the Bulldogs. That's coming in and knocking that one away was Ellis Ewing. He came across, and just like you'd put it in the script out there, and tipped the ball away.
I thought Taylor was going to make his first catch of the afternoon.
So it'll be DeVries coming in for the Flying Dutchman, and he'll be punting it away.
Oh, check that. Taylor does have 1 6-yard reception. He has one. That would have been his second.
Smith and Ponder back. It's a high punt coming down to Ponder, and he catches the ball and stays right there. I wonder if we're going to have a flag on that one, as one of the whole ball players was blocked into him. But no flag by the officials, and the Bulldogs will take possession on their own 38.
10 minutes, 7 seconds left in this ball game. Hope trailing by 3, 10-7. It was 10-0 at halftime. Sean Jackson broke loose a 67-yard touchdown run to put Hope back into this ball game.
Pistol formation for the Bulldogs. Four-man front for the Flying Dutchman with their two linebackers. Hand off is to Brown, and Brown gets across the 40 up to about the 41. A pickup of 3 on the play for the Bulldogs. We tack in for the Flying Dutchman at one of those defensive tackle positions. Gerger and Bird are at the two defensive ends. We tack at a tackle. And Nate Mesa's at the other defensive tackle. So they're the front four for the Flying Dutchman at this point. Linebackers come. Hand off is to Brown, and he is hit right on the line of scrimmage and driven back. It was maybe at best a yard gain on the play. I don't think he even got a yard.
No fumbles lost, no interceptions for the Bulldogs. This is a disciplined team. They do not hurt themselves.
So it'll be a third down. Hope goes into more of a pass defense as they go to a three-man defensive front. Five guys as they put in an extra defender, and we'll see if Adrian changes their mind and goes with a running play. Linebacker comes, and Tenney gets away, works his way, and he's going to be just short of the first down. Hit and brought down by Linnemolder, the linebacker.
Very close again.
Ball is spotted.
They may have to take and measure this one as well. Well, they've got it spotted. Nope, says the official. First down. So it'll be first and 10 on the Bulldog 49. So back to the four-man front. New quarterback for the Bulldogs as number 2 comes in. Drew Collins is the quarterback now. And the handoff to Brown on the right side, and he is hit behind the line of scrimmage and dropped for a loss.
Collins in a QB, but Brown still a workhorse from that tailback position. That was his 26th carry of the ball game. He's got 134 yards.
Now at quarterback for the Bulldogs.
So a loss about a half a yard on the play. Collins steps back. He's right directly ahead of Brown as the quarterback is deep. Fakes to Brown, rolls out to his left, looks down the field, tucks a football. He's going to run with it, gets across
Collins
the 50, up to about the 52-yard line. How's that one, Jerry? The 52-yard line.
We'll just have the numbers go in one direction. You might be onto something.
They're actually going to place it up on the Hope College 47. Wait till Chandler hears about that one. Trips to the right side for the Bulldogs. Tenney is back in now at the controls for the Bulldogs. Tenney goes straight back to throw, looks, has time, rolls out to the right, gets chase, and ooh, beautiful defensive play across the way. Who came sailing in there? Number 2 for the Flying Dutchman, Adam Druger, who came up and knocked that pass away. Perfect timing on the part of Druger to take care of that one.
Once again, the Hope College
up and down the lakeshore. It's 92.7 The Fan.
There's that announcer guy that butts in sometimes. 7 minutes, 21 seconds. Adrian lined up to punt the football.
Brown is back deep for the Flying Dutchman, standing on his own 10-yard line. punt is a high punt. Brown catches it on about the 8, gets up to the 10, maybe the 12 at best, where he has formed a...
Well, Hope has been starting every series this half in poor field position, and this is no exception. Flying Dutchman will have the ball on their own 12-yard line, 88 yards away from a go-ahead score. Plenty of time, 7 minutes and 11 seconds, but they're going to have to find... some offensive magic against an unyielding Adrian defense.
And off to Jackson on the left side. Finds a little opening over the tackle on that side and picks up about 3, maybe 4 yards on the play. It's going to be 4. We'll call it second down and 6.
That carry Jackson just 6 yards away from a 200-yard game.
Well, he can't reach that easily if he breaks one, though.
Yeah. Then he'd be close to a 300-yard game.
Body splits out wide to the right. And flag goes down, and I think the right tackle jump for the Flying Dutchman. And that one's going to march the Flying Dutchman back 5 yards, just what they did not need. Kroll comes in. Zervis comes in for Hope along with Helms. So Atwell looks at now a second down and 11.
After the penalty, it's second and 11.
For the first down. Goes back into the gun. They hand it off in the backfield. Then it's Zervis with the carry, who spins around, fights his way. Good run by Zervis as he gets up to about the 17-yard line.
Broke a couple of tackles. Comes up favoring a left leg.
Brandon gets the ball up to the 18.
And he'll come out of the ball game.
And Jackson will come back
Jackson
in.
Jackson right back in.
Zervis is out of Spring Lake.
Third and five. Ball on the Hope College 18.
Now, that's a makeable third down for the Flying Dutchman. Atwell back to throw, looks, and throws it over to Coach Krebs.
A little timing pattern that just did not work.
Tried to get it to Body and was waiting for Body to make a move down the field, and he didn't make his move. He made his move and started to come back. And Atwell was anticipating him going deep, and as a result, he just kind of threw the ball to sidelines when he made the wrong move. And Coach Krebs with a nice catch. So it'll be a fourth down, and DeVries is in. Ponder and Smith back
DeVries
deep.
To Smith and Ponder deep to receive.
DeVries still has to be a top candidate for La Persona Salon and Spa Player of the Game.
Nice, big, high punt to Ponder. Gets it on the 35 to the 40, 45, and he is at the 50-yard line where he's hit and brought down. So the Bulldogs will start right on the 50-yard line as they peel the tacklers off for the Flying Dutchman.
Ninth punt for Dean DeVries, 42-yard average.
Alex, hey, careless.
With 5:25 remaining in the fourth quarter, Bulldog football, first and 10 at the Flying Dutchman with 49.
Well, the official attendance of this homecoming crowd is 2,006, and the official attendance is presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider of Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue. Have a cup of Simpatico Coffee at the game. Stop by, bring some home, make it yourself. It's great.
Denny at the controls for the Bulldogs. Hands it off. No, does fakes to Brown. Fires up deep, and he's got Harless by himself all the way. Same touchdown pass that they threw in the first quarter.
Nathan Hartline catches
Rock News, weather, sports, and more on our website at 927thevan.com.
As the first play of this drive produces a touchdown pass. That's the second time that Tenney and Hartline combined for a touchdown in this ball game, and Adrian goes ahead 16-7.
Try for extra point by the Bulldogs. Kick is up in the air. Looks good. It is good.
Oh, that was a painful 8 seconds. That's how long that drive took. 8 seconds, 49 yards, one play. For the second time in this ball game, Tinney to Hartline. This one for 49 yards. And after the kick is good, the Bulldogs go up by 10, 17-7. And Hope was turning things around a little bit, but that big play on first down, second time that happened in this ball game. Same play, same down, not quite the same distance, but close. The first one was 56 yards. This one was 49 yards. Both came on first down. Both caught the Hope defense by surprise. And now Hope really has an uphill struggle with 5:17 left in this contest.
Kick is away. It's an end-over-end kick. Body takes it in the end zone, brings it back up to the 5, the 10, 15. Works his way, and he's not going to get up to the 20 as he has stopped and pushed back. Got up to about the 19-yard line, and a lot of white shirts were there.
Now it's really tough to manufacture any kind of a drive, Ron. You got to generate a fast offense. You got to make yards fast.
Got to have a big play, a break someplace along the way.
Two-score ball game. It's exactly right. Adrian hasn't given Hope any kind of breaks, but it's got to be another. Hope's already had one big play. It's got to be a big play or a break in here.
Well, back to throw, hands off on the draw to Jackson as Hope Jackson flag goes down to the 30, to the 40. Jackson could go all the way on this one, but he is brought down on the 25. But a flag is back on the 20-yard line.
Nope. Hope territory. Hope players are saying go ahead, that long gainer was good.
They're indicating that...
Face mask.
Against the Bulldogs.
So that penalty will be assessed at the end of that long run by Sean Jackson. 56 yards. That's the same distance that Jackson's touchdown run. Jackson is having a huge day. He's over 250 yards now. And Hope College is back in the ballgame.
Borsman at tailback now for the Flying Dutchman. It's Borsman and Brown.
Well, that was a 56-yard run by Jackson. His touchdown run was 67 yards. I'll correct that.
Moves the ball down to the 12-yard line of Adrian, first and 10, Hope College.
So Hope with the football now on the Adrian 12-yard line. Twins in the backfield with that. Well, gets a snap back, looks to throw, fires the body in the left side. He does not get in the end zone, but he does get the first down. He's on about the 2-yard line, so it'll be first and goal from the 2 for Hope, trailing 17-7. Jackson back into the ball game for Hope. Atwell goes under center. Tight end goes from left to right.
It's going to come to the right.
And the jumping offside is Hope. And they're going to be walking backwards 5 yards. Hope made a shift as they made the shift. And
boy, the difference between first and goal on the 2 and first and goal on the 7 is huge. 5-yard penalty against Hope College.
Atwell sprints out to his right, looks into the end zone, looks for somebody to get open.
Tuck it and run, Michael.
Going to tuck the ball. He's not going to get in, I don't think, but he gets down close.
Right back where they were before, inside of that.
He's down to about the 1.
I think if Atwell would have elected to run just a tad earlier, he might have made it. He's a quarterback, and quarterbacks look to pass until the very last second. So now it's second and goal We'll let you know where they spot the ball. It's right on the one-yard line. Right on the one-yard line. Second and goal. Hope College has the ball on the Adrian one-yard line.
Atwell pitches back to Jackson. Jackson tries to sweep. He's into the end zone. Touchdown. Jackson on the sweep.
Well, Hope made fast work of that one. Three plays, 80 yards.
.321 left in this fourth quarter as Finch gets ready for the extra point.
I forgot a play there, Ron. It was four plays. You want to correct your notes?
J.D. gets it down, and it's good. So we're at 17-14.
Hang on to your hats. Hope College trails by three. It's Adrian 17, Hope 14. 3 minutes, 21 seconds left in this. Hope College just will not give up. Working very hard. They trailed 10-0 at halftime. They've outscored Adrian 14-7 in the second half, but they still trail by three. Well, 3:21 left in this one. Not thinking about an onside kick here. They're going to kick it away and let that good defense do its job. Too early to get crazy.
Now, we talked about the final with Olivet a while ago, and we do have a final. Olivet 20, Alma 13 in overtime.
Hope College is going to be playing a 5-0 Olivet team at Olivet next week. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff. We'll have the game right here on the van.
Aaron Meck getting ready to kick off. And it's an end-over-end kick. It's going to be taken on the 5-yard line. Back to the 10, the 15, 20, and brought down on about the 25-yard line. Good hit there for the Flying Dutchman.
Seth Myers again. He's had a couple in this ball game.
Thanks for listening at work, home, or on the beach. We're the Lake Shores 92.7, the van.
3 minutes and 16 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. First and 10 at the 26-yard line.
Well, this is what football games, this is when they're most fun, Ron. This is why people come out and enjoy it. Division III football, amateur athletics at its very best, at its purest form. These boys playing for the love of the game, and they got to be loving this.
Tenney back with one running back. They give it to Brown. Brown on the right side puts his head down and gets about 9 yards on the play as he just worked his way through. Druger over there on the stop along with Korzetsky.
I thought Brown was stopped three times on that play. He picked up 9 yards. Still no huddle by Adrian.
Second and one for the Bulldogs as they take their time. They want to take time off that clock. They'd like to run the clock out now. Flying Dutchman lead at least a field goal to tie. Tenney hands it off again as Brown, and this time he is hit before he gets to the 35. He did not get to the first down marker. Wietek there.
Kloss in on that tackle. Big hit.
So it'll be third down and one for the Bulldogs.
Short one. No turnovers by the Bulldogs. Hope College had one turnover, an interception.
Robinson is back in now at the tailback position rather than Brown. He's the big boy. And the handoff to Robinson. He's straight ahead, has the first down and more as he gets across the 40. Up to about the 42. Got ahead of steam that time and just put his head down and ran people over.
Minute 49. Clock stopped with the first down. Adrian's football, first and 10 on their own 35-yard line.
17-14. Adrian with the lead. Hope College takes one of their timeouts. they've got to get the ball back out here with 1:45 left and a new set of downs for the Bulldogs, so they can take a lot of time off that clock.
Hope has two timeouts left, and this timeout is brought to you by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game. Olivet 20, Alma 13. Alma doesn't have a win on the season. Olivet does not have a loss. Hope College will be playing the Comets next week. They'll be looking at a 5-0 Olivet team. Remarkable turnaround. Hope College trailing by 3 points. Adrian has the football. Minute 45 seconds left.
First and 10 for the Bulldogs. Tenney's at the controls. There's one running back, and that's going to be Robinson. They're going to put their head down, go straight ahead, in my estimation. Tenney gives it to Robinson. Tackle. He puts his head down and doesn't get much. About 3 yards.
And Hope College has got to call another quick timeout. Dean Krebs was right next to the line judge. Called that one, saving every second. All our timeouts brought to you by Apple Valley Natural Foods. Stop in. They've got a great variety of all sorts of healthy foods. It's time to change some of those bad eating habits. Then go over there and the folks at Apple Valley can help you out. Natural foods, anytime. The official attendance, 2006. Really enjoying this homecoming game. The attendance is always presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint, 714 Michigan Avenue, conveniently located. That's not very far from Ron Weatherby's house. Give him a call. He'll meet you down there. Have a cup of Simpatico Coffee while you enjoy Hope College athletics. Stop out and see the men's soccer team play tonight. Under the lights, the women played Calvin today. They were ahead in that one last we heard. Well, looks like we're having a
Adrian timeout.
Another Apple Valley Natural Food timeout. This one called by Adrian. And what do you think Coach Deere is talking about there? I think he'd want that clock moving, not stopped. But as long as he had a timeout, he wanted to finish talking to that offense. He's saying don't fumble.
Well, he's saying the tackle is not going to be an eligible receiver. Now he's going to put everybody up in the line of scrimmage, try to just knock heads.
With Hope College now has one timeout remaining. There's a minute 41 left on the clock. Another first down will do it for the Bulldogs for sure. Hope can stop the clock one more time.
Play resumes. 7-6. With the Bulldogs play 7.
Robinson is deep. Tenney is close. Hope moves the defense up. They give it to Robinson, and Robinson's across the 50. He does not get the first down. He is to the 49 in Hope territory.
And Coach Krebs uses his final timeout, so Hope's chances depend on the third down play and the fourth down punt that would ensue. This timeout again brought to you by Apple Valley Natural Foods. Hope you stop in and see those great supporters of Hope College Athletics. Hope you give your patronage to all our great Hope College supporters, the people at South Shore Laundry, Lighthouse Title Group, Hank's Auto Service, who bring you all the kickoffs for Hope College. Great sponsors, great fans, great supporters of Hope College.
So the Bulldogs, with a third down and a long two, get the first of one.
This has been the hardest hitting ball game I have seen in a long time. Minute 35, third down and two. Here come the Bulldogs. Here's Ron.
Linebacker's coming. Hand off to Robinson. He slides off the right side. Fumbles the football. Chase for the football. It's loose. Could be anybody's ball game on the 25-yard line. Hopes as they have it, and they're fighting underneath for the pile out there. We're just going to have to wait until the officials sort them out. Ball was bouncing around. And they're still scrapping for it underneath. Nobody wants to let go. They're going to give it to Adrian. They say Adrian got on the football as it was rolling around.
That was a fumble. The fumble dribbled three or 4 yards. Brown broke through the line. He ran about 20 yards. And then as he came down, he fumbled the football. That was almost the big, big break that Hope needed to come back in this one. But after unpiling an unforgiving pile, the officials indicate that the ball still belongs to the Bulldogs. Hope College out of timeouts, a minute 19 seconds left, and now the Bulldogs can kneel on the ball.
So it looks like Adrian's going to pick up a win in the MIAA, defending their...
Tenney takes a knee. He'll do that
MIAA championship
once, maybe two more times. And Adrian is going to win this one by three points.
A lot of joy going on right now between
the emotions have to be high. They'll line up and shake hands like MIAA athletes do all the time after this one's done. But right now you can't blame players on both sides for being very emotional. They put everything into this ball game.
32 seconds as the clock working down. Yeah. Tenney will just drop back and drop on a knee. And that should be it.
Hope never gave up on this one. They fought back. They trailed 10-0 at the end of the first half. They came back in the second half to make it a three-point ball game, but Hope will lose this MIAA opener, lose their second tough game in a row by a score of 17-14, and we'll be back with all the individual and team statistics after we take this break. You're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com.